"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
What else can we blow up in space? Anything you can think of that, you know, we might want to send a spacecraft up there to intercept or, no? Well, we should stop, you know, if Putin nukes us, right? That we should have something.
We need a place to go.
But wasn't that what Reagan had a plan for that, right?
Yeah, the Star Wars defense system, right.
Yeah, what happened to that? Is that going to work? Can that save us from North Korean missiles?
We're going to find out if any of their defense systems actually work.
If Putin That's why you have your bunker. Nukes. You're not taking any chances on it.
It's the government. I don't believe in anything anymore. No claims made by anyone. I assume everything is hype. There's a scam, some kind of racket, some kind of profit motive for everybody involved. Everybody's got some earth-shaking, life-changing answer. And no, they don't. Everyone has a prediction. No, you don't. The business of America now is a racket. It's fooling people with hype.
All right, we'll talk a bit about the electric car future of California this hour.
Speaking of one.
Right now, though, we want to call attention to this story. It concerns a woman in Van Nuys who is having a particular problem with a vagrant that I'm not sure I've ever seen a story quite like this before. Here it is from ABC7 reporter Amy Powell.
I came out one day to go to work. It was probably 8 o'clock in the morning, 7:30. He's standing right on my patio.
It has happened numerous times over the last several weeks. An apparently homeless man showing up on Shakola Thompson's patio day and night, sleeping on the furniture, tagging her wall, and trying to enter her home.
He came to my house yesterday morning and tried to break in.
She first realized something strange was happening when she saw graffiti on her wall after returning from a trip. She checked her doorbell camera and saw that the man had become a regular visitor. Thompson calling the police yesterday.
Use your hands, stand up. Stand up, listen to him.
He told the police yesterday that he lives here. And he does not live here. I do not know him. You know, I do not know this man.
A few hours after he was taken away, he returned.
Put your hands behind your back.
I just feel like they're not taking, you know what I mean, this serious. You know, they're not taking my safety seriously. You know, I live here. I'm alone.
Shakola is frustrated that police aren't doing more to keep the man from returning to her door. She worries that he could become violent.
Face that way. Walk towards me.
Like he could come in, he can harm me, you know what I mean? He could bogart his way into my house. You know, it's not fair.
Shakola says she may have to take some additional steps to protect herself, but most of all, she just wants to have her space back.
All right, that's ABC7's Amy Powell. So
what is everybody in the LA government waiting for? Are they waiting for this poor woman to get killed?
It's a crazy guy that thinks he lives there.
Yeah, right. And so the chief of police, Michael Moore, Eric Garcetti, the council, they all think this woman has to live now in fear that every day is going to be her last. Every time she leaves the house, the guy might jump her and knife her and leave her for dead.
Yeah, how long before he decides, because I live here, we got to get her out?
Right. He's eventually going to decide that she's the intruder and he is standing his ground, defending his property. It's just shocking that nobody cares about any of this in government. Stuff that we cared about for hundreds, thousands of years on how to protect ordinary people and their homes. Now there's nothing. There's zero interest. For what reason?
We normally get worked up when there's somebody who's got, you know, an RV parked in front of your house, or there's an encampment down the street in the park. But imagine some guy on your front porch all the time.
That's what
Did you see the video? He sits there and smokes. He's looking around.
Yeah, it's his place.
Yeah, it's his place. He's just kind of relaxing.
His brain is fried. Who knows what kind of circuits are now misfiring? And he's convinced himself that this is my house, this is where I live, and he knows nobody's going to stop him. So he can just keep being a little bolder and a little bolder. Eventually, he's going to find his way inside and then refuse to leave.
And yeah, she said, I hope they can take him away to be evaluated. They have to do something other than just come and threaten him with arrest.
What is the point of this? Why allow him to do this? All these woke holes in government? What are you proving here? That people don't have the right to own a home anymore? That's part of your plot to end capitalism, is to make people uncomfortable living in their homes so they could what? What is the final outcome of this? If we're all going to end up with homeless people squatting on our properties, advance your agenda? What are you getting out of this in the end? You're destroying our way of life. That's the only conclusion. I keep going through this in my mind over and over again. I meant to say when I went to San Francisco this weekend, right?
Went up
to Oakland. We saw the Mets play the A's. Met my son, who's up there, and my wife and I. We took a plane, and then we rented a car, and we were driving down Interstate 280, and we get off on the 6th Avenue exit, which takes you in the Mission District. And I've been to, you know, San Francisco maybe, you know, 10 times over the years, but I never really had a clear understanding of the map, and I didn't know where the bad problems were. We picked a hotel that I thought for sure wasn't going to have any problems, right? It was in an area town, I thought for sure. And I was right. It was a good hotel. It was clean. But getting there, I didn't know what the good way to get there was. We came off that exit ramp, and holy crap, I've never seen anything like this. My wife actually was driving, absolutely terrified, because it truly was zombies. Zombies that had climbed out of the grave. And they're all wandering around the streets and the sidewalks, their eyes bugged out, emaciated, crazed look on their face, disheveled. There's furniture everywhere. You look around, my wife goes, he's got a living room set there. I looked over, the guy really had a living room set. He had a sofa, he had tables.
It gets elaborate, I've seen that.
And they're all fighting with each other. They're screaming at each other. And for a few moments, there was this sense of claustrophobia because, you know, you're in San Francisco traffic. It's bumper to bumper. It's light to light. So you're trapped. You have a row of cars parked on the right-hand side. You have a row of cars in the lane next to you. And you're stuck at a light. You're five cars back. You are trapped. And you see all these monsters staggering past your car. And if one of them is going to jump on your car or try to smash your window, you're a dead duck. You can't get out of there. And it was just horrifying. And there were so many of them. And they were so belligerent. They weren't just laying on the ground in their heroin stupors. These were meth addicts. They were agitated. They were making a lot of noise. They're waving their arms. Oh, my God. It's just crazy.
Yeah, you haven't been there in a while.
Got to the hotel and got out a map, and it's like, all right, we got to plot a new route. You can't go in that Tenderloin or Mission District. You just can't. Now, we went up to the more touristy areas, like the Fisherman's Wharf and North Beach, and they've kept the vagrants and the insanity out of those districts because that's where, you know, people come to visit and enjoy themselves. But, boy, you go south a little, south of Union Square. I mean, I'd seen crap in L.A., but there was something about being trapped in the traffic and having so many of just wandering around staggering. It's like, what is the upside of this? What are you doing? Why would you run a city like this? Why would people vote for public officials to create this and not fix it, not end it? I don't understand. It's like being dropped on a planet of zombies.
The New York Post did a story that some New York parents have to take their kids to therapy because their kids are constantly seeing drug addicts and raving vagrants, encountering them every day. One woman told the Post, "My daughter has seen everything from fornication, masturbation, defecation, urination, you name it. She's seen it. This little girl gets upset when she sees, quote, the dying people, the junkies who look dead, and she thinks no one is helping them." Wow. I never even thought of that before, but the impact on children.
No, and remember, most of the city council was allowing these encampments in front of schools here in L.A. all these years. So the kids were seeing that on their walk to school.
Oh, remember that video from San Francisco where the kids got off the bus and had to walk through the homeless encampment on the sidewalk and all the drug addicts lying there?
And do the poop hopscotch.
Yeah. See, the progressives would say, well, they need to be exposed to the real problem so they understand how people suffer.
So they could have...
You shouldn't shelter them from it and hide the homeless.
So they could be all freaked out and have all the psychiatric trauma.
See, that's actually their perspective. You can't hide the homeless. Yeah. You need to have it in your face.
No. No, this has got to end. These people and their wacky philosophies have got to end. We can't live this way. There's more of us than there are of them. They're a fringe. They're less than 10% of the country. They're like 8% of the country that believes in this stuff. It's been a hostile takeover. I hate these people. I hate them. I hate them. They're in the government. They're in the media. They're in academia. I can't stand their influence. I can't stand their stupid philosophies. I don't want to hear them anymore. People have got to rebel against this crowd.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Kent Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. All right, we'll talk in a moment about this El Segundo Times story about these college students who are basically homeless. We'll explain. And they're also food insecure.
Yeah.
Right now, we'd like to just play this 30-second ad from Rick Caruso, and you probably have noticed that he has suddenly began to pummel the airwaves with ads in his run for mayor and his efforts to defeat Congresswoman Karen Bass to replace Garcetti. Boy, you just never hear anything about him anymore, do you? Is he ever going to get to India?
He's evaporated.
Poof.
Which is why there's a guy sitting on that poor woman's porch in Van Nuys.
I saw a story that, they really put up some bucks for that lobbying firm to try to get him that India job, but it looks like they're not getting any traction.
Did I send you? No, I don't think I sent you this. There's a new book out on Joe Biden's 2020 campaign and his relationship with Obama over the years. And when the 2020 campaign was heating up, all the prospective Democratic candidates went to see Obama. He's like the kingmaker. They all went to kiss the ring, right?
And
they wanted his advice and they wanted his evaluation. Do you think I have a chance? You think I'd be a good candidate? You know, what do I need to learn, right? So they all went to see the master. And some of them would say, give it to me straight what you really think. And Obama really relished this. You know, if he was asked to give it to the candidate straight, he brutalized them. Garcetti went and he told Garcetti, basically told Garcetti to forget about it. He said, nobody knows who you are and you don't have a vision.
Wow. Oh, this was running for president.
This is running
when Garcetti was testing the waters.
Yes,
right?
When Garcetti was testing the waters for president, he went to see Obama and Obama said, nobody knows who you are. You don't have a vision.
Oh, that's funny.
What are you doing?
An insider told that?
Yeah. People who knew about the
meeting?
The meeting, yeah. He did that with another number of other candidates as well. Tried to discourage them.
All right. Well, you know, between Bass and Caruso, there's stuff about USC and her scholarship, and there's been these other, and of course, the robbery with the guns. But here's a new one. Let's play the ad.
Are you considering running
No.
for...
That is why the words are exciting of your founder, L. Ron Hubbard, in the creed of the Church of Scientology. The Church of Scientology, I know, has made a difference because your creed is a universal creed. I look forward to helping you bring about the difference for everyone in the city and from the nation, the world.
So that's it. She's connecting Karen Bass to the Church of Scientology.
What was she doing promoting the Church of Scientology?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought he'd bring up the Cuba thing, which you and I have talked about, her praise of Castro.
Wow, she's into a lot of nutty stuff. Why do you have to go public with your rah-rah for the Church of Scientology?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm looking this up. This I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, it says here, here's a story from 2020. Bass corrects explanation for appearing at Scientology event. She said that the church's new headquarters happened to be in my congressional district.
So?
She appeared and spoke effusively. Oh, that must be where the audio's from. At the opening of the Church of Scientology's headquarters in Los Angeles a decade ago. That's probably where that audio comes from.
Oh, and she lied. She claimed it was in her district, but the headquarters was outside her district.
Yes.
And so then she had to correct the statement.
Yes, it says, in drafting a tweet, I mistakenly described the event in Los Angeles as being in my district. I regret the error.
And then they asked why she appeared and spoke glowingly about the church, and Bass's spokeshold did not respond.
That's a good
one. What is that about?
The event was drew a massive crowd, was attended by top Scientology brass.
Hmm. Oh, that those are scary weirdos.
No, she said, the Church of Scientology has made a difference because your creed is a universal creed and one that speaks to all people everywhere, she told the crowd. This is why the words are exciting of your founder, L. Ron Hubbard, in the creed of the Church of Scientology, that all people of whatever race, color, or creed are created with equal rights.
Was she trolling maybe for campaign contributions? Because
maybe.
There's a lot of rich, batty Hollywood types that belong to Scientology. That is a group of whack jobs.
Did you ever see, because it was on HBO the other day, and it's like 14 years old now, Bill Maher's Religious? Did you ever see that film he made?
No, I always wanted to, though.
He kind of recaps the world's big religions, and it's hysterical just because they're like crazy.
Yeah, they're all crazy.
And he did a bit on Scientology. It was funny. All right, we turn now to a real subject for the John and Ken show. UC housing crisis forces students into multiple jobs to pay rent and includes sleeping bags and stress. So I guess the housing crunch has now affected the UC students and they can't find on-campus housing, and I guess they can't even find off-campus housing.
Right, because the rents are so bad. So I have a lot of questions about this. Why would a school take in so many students and not have any accommodations for them, knowing that there aren't any local accommodations that they could afford? What are you doing? Because in the story it said one student was told to go sleep at a Walmart in
Is
a parking
that right?
lot. Yeah.
They're squeezing three students to a dorm room as a stopgap in some campus.
Oh, which is terrible. One of my sons got that for a year. That,
one room. Huh?
That's terrible. Yeah, and of course he had the kid who stayed up all night till 6 a.m.
No,
and they would sleep all day. Yeah, the kid who never went to class would do all his work in the middle of the night and was busy socializing and ingesting.
Now, were these kids whose parents can't afford the off-campus housing, or just isn't any available in some of these places?
Both.
Some of this is UC Irvine. Some of it's Santa Cruz. I'm seeing the names of the schools.
The housing, like in the Bay Area, that whole Northern California region, it's all absurd. It's completely absurd, and most people can't afford it.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know, with all the money, all the tax money that flows, the billions of dollars that these schools accumulate, they should be building housing on their campuses. A lot of these schools have plenty of room on their campuses, and they just never build the housing. So then you should stop taking students in. And the students need
kids
to go to another
sleeping in their cars.
I mean, would you enroll in a school where you had to sleep in a car? Now, why are you going there? If you find out you have to sleep in your car, why are you sleeping in your car?
It's not worth it. There's got to be a school just as good that you could...
You know,
I guess because UC, you know, you get cheaper tuition because you're in state. Maybe that's why. It's a factor. You can't just go anywhere in the country because it's more expensive.
I get it. But if you don't have a home, that's part of life. You're only in classes, you know, for a few hours a day. The rest of the day, you're in the front seat of your car. That's nuts.
Here's a guy that's living in a trailer in a lady's driveway. She allows him bathroom privileges. Oh, my God.
This is
at UC Santa Cruz.
You talk about cruel and inhumane. And the racket that these colleges have, and they're way short. I mean here in the UC system, 9,400 students were denied university housing.
Oh.
9,400.
Oh, and I mentioned this. UC Berkeley was going to build student housing at this People's Park. You ever see that stinking place in Berkeley?
My God. Yes.
They halted construction because too many people protested. There were angry police clashes.
Yeah.
So for now, the project's off. It was supposed to house 1,100 undergraduates.
Yeah.
And some homeless people, too.
Yeah. And rents for like two-bedroom apartments in the Bay Area, like $4,000, $6,000,
right.
That range.
Oh, I believe
it. Oh, man. And they're dumps. They're dumps. They're fire traps.
I thought rents were dropping, though, because some people are moving out of there.
Well,
I heard in San Francisco. Well, that's what they're talking about now. All that office space that's not being used, they're thinking about turning into housing of some kind.
They better get there. They ought to do the conversion now. One of the students described living in a car for the entire year, went to campus officials for help, and was told to sleep in Walmart parking lots.
They should have recorded that.
It was at UC Irvine.
Wow.
UC Irvine denied this, saying they're unaware of any such suggestion. If we become aware of a student who may be sleeping in their car, we have social workers dedicated to helping students seeking secure housing, but it's not available at an affordable price.
Yeah.
You're taking in too many students. I don't know. You just can't go to a school if you got to live in the streets.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken show on KFI and live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. All right, so beginning in the year 2035, in the state of California, we all know by now, you will not be able to buy a new gas-powered vehicle. You want to buy a used car? Go ahead. They're going to phase out new cars that are gas-powered.
They'll probably ban that, too.
So, yeah. In connection with this, we bring you a couple of stories. One is a study that says, unbelievably, because of the 2% of us who own electric vehicles in the state, often bring them home and charge them up overnight after driving them back and forth to work. Well, we may overtax the power grid if everyone does that. More drivers, according to this Stanford study, are just going to have to charge their cars during the day, or it's because of the solar energy deficiency at night. Did we talk about that earlier? We did. The sun does not shine at night.
Yeah, there
isn't a lot of solar energy to be had.
There was this stupid recommendation a few weeks ago during the heat wave when we were running short of power between 4 and 9 o'clock that you should charge your car at night. Except the power availability at night is even less because of the sun and wind issue. The wind's calm generally at night, and the sun is not there.
Yeah, and so, because people are home, they're using more energy than
right.
they would. when they're at work or somewhere else.
See, the problem from 4 to 9 o'clock is there's a lot of energy needed. The problem in the middle of the night, there's much less energy available. Either way, it means we have to be building nuclear energy plants and natural gas energy plants, period. This is what I'm saying. What is going to happen when this all becomes a reality? Is it simply the legislature is going to have to surrender and repeal all the mandates? Because Newsom will be gone, right? He's leaving this time bomb behind him. This whole thing.
Yeah, he's not running for president either.
Right. So he's going to go off to where, you know, some other planet. And we're going to be left with an electricity grid that is terrible. We have far, far short of electric charging stations. And this stupid electric vehicle mandate.
This study says that it was looking at the year 2035, figuring that there'll be a lot more people with EVs because you're going to have to go that way. And they say that if people do this, peak electricity demand can increase by up to 25% at night if people do this. So their recommendation is they build out the charging station grid across the state so people can charge when they're at work or charge when they're driving home from work. They can stop somewhere before anything at night.
What if people just don't play the game and they just don't buy the electric vehicles? Because these cars now, they can last 20 years if you maintain them.
Yeah, they could. People could stick right for a while with whatever they have comes.
I've been changing cars every 5 years or so. I don't have to. My dad used to keep cars 10, 12, 13 years, and these were the old cars, you know, back in the 70s, American-made cars that would fall apart. But these current cars, especially if, you know, you get the German cars or the Japanese cars, they're gone forever. You can get 200,000-300,000 miles on them.
Hundreds of thousands of miles on them, right, right.
So I mean, I'm not going to play this game. There's going to be a lot of people who say, screw it. I'll just buy a car I really like, and I'll take care of it. And I'm not going to buy, I mean, charging stations?
Yeah, there's a writer for the El Segundo Times named Russ Mitchell who recently posted a column. He's a big EV fan. He has a Ford F-150 Lightning EV. He decided to try to drive it from Berkeley down the I-5 to Long Beach, 400 miles. Whoa, what did he find out with the charging experience? Horrible. Charging stations were hard to find. Maps were not reliable. Paying for a charge with a credit card often proved troublesome. Too many chargers were broken or otherwise out of order. It just said unavailable. Yeah, that is a real problem because unlike gas stations where pumps and you have an actual clerk like behind the counter inside because there's usually a convenience store, these charging stations kind of just run on their own because it's, you know, you just pay with a card or whatever.
Well, part of
they don't really get fixed or maintained that well, I don't think.
Well, part of the problem, he wrote, is that installing and operating a charging station has a whole mix of players involved. You have the marketer of the charging station, and then you have the installer. Then you have the owner of the site. Like Whole Foods now has
charging stations.
Right.
Oh, yeah, a lot of grocery stores. A lot of stores do. Yeah.
A lot of grocery stores, mini mart owners, so maybe it's their responsibility. Or is it the electric utilities? There's some problem there. The internet provider, right? Because you need the internet to pay the bill. The credit card company. The manufacturer of the charger itself. There are so many different parties, and everyone can say, oh, it's not my responsibility, it's not my fault. But you're standing there with no juice in your battery, and you're 100 miles from home, at least. I mean, how many times in your life did you go to a gas station and none of the pumps worked?
Pretty rare.
Yeah. But you can go to an EV charger and it doesn't work, or there's another guy standing there for an hour and a half and you got to wait for him?
It says here, according to a poll last year, 34% of EV owners surveyed reported problems with public chargers. 20% showed up at a public station and they ended up not charging at all. And of that group, 72% said the station was out of service. See, that's bad news.
Here's Russ Mitchell's experience as he's driving down the 5. He was running low on electricity at the foot of the Grapevine. He found a charge point station off Interstate 5 at Fraser Mountain Park Road. Two chargers next to a Jack-in-the-Box parking lot. Only one of the two was a fast charger. The fast charger was not working. The digital readout said unavailable. He called the toll-free customer service number. Yeah, the charger was unavailable. Why? They don't know. The other charger was the slow charging one. He plugged in, waited an hour and 15 minutes, and after an hour and 15 minutes, he added 9 miles of range.
No.
Nine.
That's beyond slow.
It was enough to get
That's
down.
That's the snail charger.
9 miles, hour and 15 minutes.
And you're in the grapevine?
Yes.
Good luck with the hills.
Oh, I read a story the other day. Electric cars are not very efficient in cold weather.
No, and you know, no. And plus with air conditioning, they'll eat up your charge if you need air conditioning.
Yeah. So the 9 miles got him far enough down Interstate 5 to another charge point fast charger. I'm not dealing with this. This is crazy. This is just crazy.
And then he mentions the whole mining thing. The batteries that power electric vehicles require prodigious amounts of mined materials, lithium, cobalt, copper, nickel, graphite, and the like. The more EVs produced, the more mines must be dug. Yeah. Some EV proponents would prefer those mines be dug in somebody else's backyard in Chile or the Congo.
Oh, the Congo? Where they enslave women and children to work in the mines.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like LeBron James doesn't care about enslaving Chinese workers to make his stupid sneakers.
Your friends, the Uyghurs.
Yeah, the Uyghurs, right? Yeah. Enslaving Uyghurs is okay by LeBron James as long as he gets his big sneaker money. Well, same thing here. People are going to be real thrilled with their environmentally correct electric vehicle, and you let the poor African women and children in the Congo get brutalized.
Plus, I heard the environmentalists are not happy with the mining because they think that can cause other destructive problems with the environment.
It is very destructive to the environment. You've just traded one evil for another. There's no moral high ground here. You want to live a modern...
What's your rule in general? Just wait 3 days, and this one we may have to wait a year or so, and this whole story could turn around.
Yeah.
This may all catch up on this rush to have all electric vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, because now, finally, the one thing, Newsom signing that bill created a reality. And now everybody's writing about the reality. Well, Jay, what's life going to be like? Jay, we don't have an electrical grid. We don't have electrical chargers that work in any great numbers. They're not even installed. The ones that are installed malfunction. So now what? The average EV is $66,000. Well, who's going to pay for that? Holy moly. This is just one of the all-time stupid ideas in the history of humanity.
All right, we're coming up on the John and Ken Show on KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Well, here's a name you haven't heard in a while. Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden was a government contractor. Back in 2013, he passed hundreds of highly classified National Security Agency documents to The Guardian and The Washington Post. He fled looking for asylum in Ecuador. He set out from Hong Kong to reach South America. He eventually ended up in something called the transit zone of Moscow's airport. He has been there for 9 years. The news today, Putin is granting him citizenship. And this just in, immediately sending him to Ukraine.
Yeah, now
he must fight.
Now he's going to get drafted.
He's 39. Still young enough to fight.
What kind of a nut gets involved in this stuff?
I don't know. He's got a wife. I didn't know that.
Boy, she really won a prize there, huh?
In 2020, he got permanent residency in Russia, but now he's getting citizenship. Now, on the other front that's going on in that country, and you're wondering just how big this is going to get, a Russian draft officer was shot by a man who was angry at his friend's conscription. And another man set himself on fire in a protest to oppose Putin's mobilization. Protests are continuing to grow in regions of Russia. Right now, the officers are just firing their weapons into the air to disperse the angry crowds. And, of course, thousands of cars have lined up at the Russian border as young men try to flee the country. So you wonder how big this is going to go?
I don't know why anybody who didn't... who I would think anybody who just believed in Russian dominance, right, and loyalty to the Russian government, they would have joined the military by now, right, and joined the war. Anybody who hadn't joined by now doesn't ever want to go, because why would you, right? But, you know, there's some guys who love the action. They want to go and kill people, you know, all the psychos in society.
I think this is another big miscalculation by Putin. I mean, this is a guy that grew up and he was in the KGB and he really felt wedded to the communist mother country. He thinks all the young people are like that now? I don't think so.
No, they're not.
He thinks that they're all would love to stand up and sign up and head to Ukraine to fight for Russia. I think he's finding out that's not even close.
Or he's just forcing him because he has to.
Yeah,
because exactly. He screwed up. He can't beat Ukraine. With the current military he has, he cannot win. Ukraine has too much of the West on its side. That's why the only other option he's been talking about is setting off some nuclear missiles.
There have been protests in more than 38 cities in Russia against this. Putin also announced that if you don't fight in Ukraine, you face a 10-year prison sentence. He just signed that law on the weekend. Well, I don't know if they're rounding anybody up yet and charging them, but that's what he's threatening them with. Of course, as I said, they're leaving. They're trying to get out of the country fast as they can.
You got to get to the border before that draft notice shows up at your house.
Yeah, as I mentioned yesterday, some countries won't take the Russians who are fleeing. They don't think that's qualified for asylum just because you're fleeing being drafted into the military.
Well, then they all ought to come here. We don't have any rules.
Are you going to welcome them? Wait a minute. You're not welcoming the migrants from Venezuela.
No, I'm not welcoming anybody, but I'm just saying, if I was one of them, I'd come here because we're not blocking anyone for any reason.
No.
And I bet
any soldiers who voluntarily surrendered also will face a 15-year prison sentence, according to the news from Russia. Because we've been hearing that that's happening, that some of them are surrendering in Ukraine. Just like, I give up. Well, if they end up back in Russia, they could face
it. You know what? You just got to run. You know what my dad did when the World War II ended? You know, because he was captured by the Nazis and he was in a farm camp. When they heard on the radio that the war was over, that the Americans had defeated the Germans,
right?
He just ran. He and his friends just ran. And they ran to a train station and he jumped on a train and the train took him somewhere. And I think he ended up in Holland.
Oh, that's when the war was over?
When the war was over, yeah. Because he didn't know what was going to happen to him. He was Polish. He was in Germany. The war was over, but you don't know who was going to be in charge and what was going to happen next. And he just did. He and his buddies, they just, you get out of there.
Yeah,
you just keep moving, keep running, get on. And he kept moving until he ended up joining the English army and driving trucks for 5 years, reconstructing Europe.
He was in England?
He worked for the English army, driving the trucks all over mainland Europe.
All over Europe. Okay.
Yeah, all over Europe. Yeah.
What did he have as a home during that time? Did he have a where did he go?
I guess they went from base to base.
Oh, you know, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was,
and then he got to New Jersey.
Right. Legally.
Yeah, I always got to put that in.
Legally. Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, they were a different generation, you know?
Tough
mother effers.
I have not had one day as rough as he had 5 years.
That's
ten
right.
10 years, really.
Yeah. You haven't had 1 minute compared to the nightmare they lived.
And we're soft.
Never complained about it his whole life. Never.
My grandmother.
Felt he was a victim or oppressed. Or,
yeah. Everybody's got, you know, those people have a story. My grandmother was born in Romania, one of 11 kids. And my great-grandfather had just enough money, saved enough money, put her on the Ile-de-France, send her to America, never saw her family again, never saw her mom or dad again, sent letters. They never received any money or anything. And just, you know, she was American now.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, and that's why I can't put up with everybody. Everyone's complaining. Guy's standing out in the street and he wants money from me. Get out of here.
Rod Pyle's coming on. He's a space expert. We just saw, you know, they tried to move that asteroid. Hopefully they didn't move it towards Earth, right? That could also have been a possibility.
I worry about that, yeah.
Right, yeah. The guy made a mistake, like, oh, sorry. Where is it going? Manhattan. multiple people injured after scaffolding collapse in Hollywood. That's horrible news, right? Somebody cut corners there, right?
Yeah. So where'd that happen?
In Hollywood, and I guess OSHA's there looking at it now. And one of these scaffolding went right through a Prius. Guy's driving a Prius, like a taxi, right? I mean, he's not knocking it out. He's just getting by, and then scaffolding goes right through his window. Horrible.
Yeah, Prius can't take that.
And then Gavin Newsom rejects mandatory kindergarten. They can't mandatory kindergarten law. So I guess it's still up to the parents what they how you educate your kids. And then Costco's, you know, hot dog and soda combo. It's going to stay under $2 possibly forever. How about that? Good news, right?
Excellent.
I know you don't go there, but a lot of people do.
No, I mean, if you rely on the hot dog and soda for $1.99, then yeah.
$1.50, right? Even better. Right?
All right.
But that hot dog's too big.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not good. You need to have a thinner wiener.
What do you expect for $1.50? You get what you pay for.
You know when there's too much meat and not enough bun? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's overwhelming.
It's too fat.
I usually find the reverse. Too much bun, not enough meat.
Oh, see, I like the Dodger dogs. A lot of meat, little bun, right? It sticks out the sides. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
You can enjoy it.
Ding dong.
All right.
It'll be a new segment. You know, you could review hot dogs around the world.
Yeah, right. I mean, we went to Pink's, and you know Huell Howser, right? One of the great... Man, every time I land on Huell Howser's TV show, I watch it till the end. You know, Golden State, and then he had another one.
I remember
California Gold, right? It was great.
Yeah.
And so I go to Pink's hot dog, and he's presenting his hot dog like 20 years ago, and it's two hot dogs in one bun. I'm like, that's too many hot dogs. That's too many dogs.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Dog with it.
All right, Conway's next.
All right.
Here
we go.
KSDHD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.